Victoria, the NDP is expected to hold onto two British Columbia ridings where by-elections will be held Saturday after the resignations of senior government figures, but the parties that take second place could provide hints about the next general election. The sprawling Victoria area constituency of Langford-Juan-de-Fuca and urban Vancouver-Mount Pleasant riding are both considered solid NDP territory, having been held by former New Democrat Premier John Horgan and Cabinet Minister Melanie Mark respectively. Professor Hamish Telford of the University of the Fraser Valley said both are likely safe for the New Democrats, but the by-elections should also provide the government and BC's opposition parties with a report card ahead of a general election scheduled for next fall. Langford-Juan-de-Fuca had been held by Horgan since 2005, and Vancouver-Mount Pleasant had been represented by Mark since 2016. I think we would expect the NDP to win these, but in these two ridings the Greens came second last time, Telford said in an interview. Do they hold that position this time? We wouldn't expect the former BC Liberals to win these two ridings, but how does their campaign go under their new brand of BC United? The province's main opposition party officially changed its name in April to BC United. The presence of BC Conservative candidates in both by-elections could also be a factor, especially since the party is now led by John Rusted, who holds a seat in the legislature, Telford said. I think it's these secondary issues that we're probably going to be looking for on Saturday, he said. Telford said he will be particularly interested in the results for BC United candidate Jackie Lee in Vancouver-Mount Pleasant, suggesting it could be a measure of the party's focus on public safety and healthcare. If BC United leader Kevin Falcon's strategy of rebuilding and rebranding the former BC Liberal Party is going to pay off, it has to pay off in Vancouver and the suburbs around Vancouver, he said. It's got to show some traction in a riding like this to sort of indicate he's having some success with what he's trying to do. In the 2020 provincial election, Horgan was elected in Langford-Juan-de-Fuca with almost 68% of the vote. The Green candidate placed second with 16.6% of the vote and the BC Liberals received 14.9% of the vote. The BC Conservatives did not field a candidate in 2020 and the riding's fourth candidate representing the Communist Party of BC received less than 1% of the vote. In Vancouver-Mount Pleasant in 2020, the NDP's Mark took almost 67% of the vote, with the Greens at 20% and the BC Liberal candidate at 12.9%. There was no Conservative candidate. The current standings in the 87-seat BC legislature are, NDP at 55, BC United with 27, Green Party at 2, there is one independent, and the two vacancies. Premier David Eby called the by-elections last month. He said both ridings are in urgent need of representation, describing Langford-Juan-de-Fuca as one of the fastest-growing regions in the province and Vancouver-Mount Pleasant, which includes Chinatown and the city's downtown east side, as facing big challenges. Eby visited Langford-Juan-de-Fuca before calling the by-election, stopping at local businesses and chatting as he walked along Goldstream Avenue, Langford's main street, with NDP candidate Ravi Parmar. Falcon said his candidates, Elena Lawson in Langford-Juan-de-Fuca, and Lee in Vancouver-Mount Pleasant, are grassroots community leaders, business people and volunteers who will fight to improve healthcare and neighborhood safety. Green leader Sonia Furstenau said the outcome of the by-elections will not result in a government change, but sending more Greens to the legislature will help push the government to provide accessible health care, affordable housing and bold climate action. Five candidates are running in Langford-Juan-de-Fuca, including Camille Curry, Green, Mike Harris, Conservative, Tyson Riel Strandland, Communist Party of BC, Lawson, BC United, and Parmar, NDP. Parmar is longtime community leader and is Sooke School Board Chairman. Lawson, who has a son with autism, is a community activist and co-founder of the Children's Autism Federation of BC. Curry, a personal trainer, is the founder and president of Canada Pacific Healthcare Matters Society. Harris, a longtime Langford area realtor, said if elected he will work to cut government waste and keep taxes low. Strandland says on his website the profit-driven capitalist system is the root of many of the issues facing the province, including climate change, health care, opioid overdose deaths and the rising costs of food, fuel and rent. Joan Philip, an Indigenous leader and climate activist who ran twice for the NDP federally in the South Okanagan, is the NDP candidate in Vancouver Mount Pleasant. Philip is the Penticton Indian Band land manager but has strong ties to the downtown east side. She is married to Grand Chief Stuart Philip, Union of BC Indian Chiefs president. Wendy Hako, an emergency management expert, is running for the Greens. She previously ran against Falcon in the April 2022 Vancouver Quilchina by-election. Lee, the BC United candidate, is an engineer and technology industry executive, who said he lives in Richmond but spends much of his time in the downtown Eastside neighborhood. He said he volunteers at Vancouver Co-op Radio and served on local committees to address safety issues in Chinatown. Conservative candidate Karen Litsky said she is an education advocate who, if elected, will stop the promotion of ideology throughout government institutions, like our government. Kimball Carew, a Saskatoon-born editor, said this is the fourth time he has run in a BC election as a candidate for the Communist Party of BC. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 22, 2023. Dirk Meissner, the Canadian Press.